Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, November 14th edition of the program. Republicans just at the very edge of taking control of the House of Representatives. This is a very good thing. And then there's some bad things, like the Democrats took the Senate over the weekend, Laxalt lost in Nevada, Masters lost in Arizona. We have to do the after-action deep dive analysis here into just what happened, what went wrong. We will. And then what if I told you that there may be the biggest bankruptcy in recent memory, perhaps the biggest bankruptcy anyone's ever heard of, underway right now, and the guy behind the whole thing was the second biggest individual donor to Democrats in this election cycle, spent $40 million on Democrats this election cycle. You'd say, whoa, what's going on there? FTX crypto, something we're going to be talking about here. And all the people who got fooled on that, all the people who were supposed to know better and they didn't know better. What a shock. We'll get to that. But how do you become a real estate investor? If you are like me and you'd always thought, you know, I want to invest in real estate. I want to own a tangible, productive asset. And that's what a real estate investment can be if you do it the right way. Well, I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. And ever since then, I've been off to the races with real estate. I've been doing great. They take you through every step of the process, from figuring out what region of the country you want to invest in, getting in touch with brokers on the ground to point you to a great house that they think will really appreciate well, will get a tenant in there quickly. Then they help you get the mortgage in place. They put you in contact with a management company. The management company will just deal with all the stuff day to day. It's a phenomenal system, but you got to check it out for yourself. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Become a real estate investor like me. I own multiple houses that I have bought through Done For You Real Estate, and all of them have been excellent investments for me so far. And it's very early in the process. This is long-term, stable real estate investing. I'm not trying to be a quick buck artist and flip things, you know, overnight or anything like that. This is meant to be over the long haul with experts who will walk you through every step of the process and be there for you to make sure you're doing it the right way. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. Now, the midterms, look, didn't go exactly as we want it to. That much is clear. There's some interesting analysis you can take from the data on all of this. One thing is that Republicans won the country in terms of voting, the popular vote, if you will, by about 3 percentage points. And this was a big shift, say, from the 2018 midterm election. So Republicans did get a lot of votes, a lot more votes in the aggregate than Democrats did. So there was a red wave. The problem is how it was distributed, meaning we didn't have all the votes we needed in all the places that we needed them. Now, that comes down to a number of issues. There's a lot of stuff here. There are some competing data points and different lines of analysis that are valid, but would seem at some level maybe to be contradictory. So let's start with what happened in some of these close Senate races, like Laxalt in Nevada and Masters in Arizona. Laxalt was definitely supposed to win. He did not. And Blake Masters was right neck and neck with Kelly, and he's lost. He's lost pretty considerably at this point. So what went wrong here? Well, there's going to be a lot of fighting over this, because within the GOP going forward, there are people who are going to want to say, first of all, I hear a lot of people already saying, oh, well, they cheated. And to this, I just want to say, how? I'm not saying they didn't, but just show me how. Show me where the cheating is. If you want to say they rigged the system, that they rigged the voting so that it favors Democrats by doing expanded early voting, universal registration, mail-in balloting, all that. Yeah, I agree with all that. But to just say they cheated, okay, so should we just do the same thing, the same strategy, the same approach going forward because we did so well this time? I think that was a little bit of the approach the GOP took after 2020 with at least some of these candidates. The candidates who did really well, Governor Abbott of Texas, won by over 10 points. Ron DeSantis of Florida, won by 20 points. Even Lee Zeldin, who lost but who closed the gap in New York dramatically, those candidates ran on issues that were very much kitchen table, very straightforward, you know, the economy, crime, the border, schools, things like that. And the voters rewarded them. People are saying right now, oh, it was all about abortion. It was all Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Dobbs decision that meant Republicans didn't do quite as well. That's true in some places, but it's not true nationwide. Governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, he did very well, and he's not a pro-abortion guy. Governor Lee of Tennessee, he did very well. Very restrictive anti-abortion regime in Tennessee, which is great, by the way. Texas, another governor who is not a pro-abortion governor, who is a pro-life governor. Ron DeSantis has, Florida has a 15-week abortion ban in place. So governors did fine, despite being Republican and despite their positions on abortion. So it's not enough to just say, oh, it was the abortion issue. That's not true. So then beyond that, we say, okay, well, then what was it? Well, it depends on where you are. It depends on who you're talking about and what the circumstances of that specific election may be. There's obviously a lot of people that are pushing, including Democrats. Democrats are pushing the idea that Donald Trump had a very negative effect on the GOP. What's interesting is here's Elizabeth Warren, for example, who bristles. Oh, what do you mean? You're going to just hand the credit to Donald Trump for the Democrats winning? Here she is, play clip two.
Donald Trump with his preening and his selection of truly awful candidates didn't do his party any favors. But this victory belongs to Joe Biden. It belongs to Joe Biden and the Democrats who got out there and fought for working people. The things we did were important and popular. The president's leadership put us in a position, every candidate, up and down the ballot, to talk about what Democrats fight for and what we deliver on. And by doing that, we were able to address the values and the economic security of people across this country. And it sure paid off. It paid off at historic levels.
Not really. Kind of depends. I mean, first of all, they've lost the House. I don't think it has officially been called, but it's going to be. They've lost the House. And they stayed the same in the Senate. Now, they did stave off some challenges at for governor seats that, I got to say, very disappointing. I don't know what to tell people who live in Michigan who vote for Whitmer. I don't know what to tell people who live in New York who vote for Hochul. It's a bad decision. It's a bad decision. That what they did to kids in school, what they did during COVID, what they've done with regard to crime policies in those states is honestly just madness. But some people embrace that madness for whatever reason, because it makes them feel good, because of the virtue signaling. I know there's a whole bunch of things that you can point to. But for me, it was so obvious that those individuals should lose. So I sit here and I say, what is it? But then I realize Democrats are delusional. They're just delusional. You can tell a Democrat who's in a less safe city, let's say, who has less money to pay their bills. Let's assume they're not one of those Democrat elites. Less money to pay their bills because of inflation, because of the spending that that Biden did. And you can look at them and you say, hey, everything that is measurable about your life that is connected to a policy, a government decision of some kind, has gotten worse. But you're still going to vote for the people who did this to you? I mean, I mentioned Gretchen Whitmer, who is just an appalling and immoral politician. She lied, bald-faced lie, about how schools were only closed for 3 months. That's a total lie. But here she is. Notice the way she talks about this, because abortion was on the ballot in Michigan. They made it a referendum issue, and Michigan did not go well for Republicans. Michigan was not a good state for Republicans in the cycle at all. And Tudor Dixon, who I thought was a strong candidate, was not close. I think she lost by 11 points, which is in a state that's purple-ish, not good. Here is, just to give you a sense of this, here is Gretchen Whitmer telling everybody about how she speaks on this issue of abortion. It's about a woman's health decisions. Play 7.
We haven't done this in Michigan, but 4 times over the last 130 years. This was a massive turn of events, and I think part of it was Democrats were fighting to solve problems, make people's lives better, but also protect our ability to make our own decisions about our bodies. These are fundamental core issues. If we're going to design our lives and make our decisions around our families, that is, you know, without question, an economic decision as well. I know a lot of folks kind of wanted to say, should we talk about the economy or abortion? But the fact of the matter is, the ability to decide when and whether to have a child is the biggest economic decision a woman will make over the course of her lifetime. And that's why we kept that front and center, too.
I mean, they're talking about killing tiny babies. What she says sounds very different from that, doesn't it? But she's talking about a little human being that could fit in basically the palm of your hand, little eyes, little heart, little fingers, and I don't want it. It's going to be expensive. So she thinks that's some kind of a win. I mean, it's notice the way she speaks about it, though. Why doesn't she just say, yeah, we think that the termination, the ending of the life of a fetus is something that should be fine if it is economically convenient. Some Democrats will say that. But instead, she just says, oh, it's about a woman's autonomy and decision making. That's actually about a baby in the womb. That's what it's really about. But they won't speak about that. I think one of the huge one of the huge shortcomings of Republicans in this cycle was that they didn't tell people the Democrats. They just passed a law in Colorado. Polis, who just won, they passed a law in Colorado that says you can have an abortion for all 9 months of a pregnancy. The state of Colorado passed that law. People need to know that when Democrats say health autonomy, they mean you can have an abortion anytime for any reason at any stage of a pregnancy. So you have the legal right to murder a baby in the womb when it is a baby that would survive on its own without the mother, no problem, ready to go, ready to be delivered. That is not a human being. That is what the Democrats say. That is what they believe. It is not a human being. Baby at 9 months, not a human being. It's about a woman's autonomy and her choices. This is monstrous stuff. But Republicans did not do well on explaining this to people. I mean, you look even at a state like Florida, where they have a 15-week abortion ban in place. So after 15 weeks, it's illegal for the provider to have an abortion. That's the same that they have pretty much all over Western Europe. This is not radical. In fact, I think for the pro-life movement, it's not nearly enough, but at least it's a move in the right direction. But they say that's radical. No, the radicals on this issue are the Democrats, the mainstream Democrat Party, the DNC. There's no question about that. If radical has any meaning, the American people aren't with a 9 month, a third trimester abortion. They don't think that, by huge majorities, they don't think that's okay. But they conflate the issue. They play word games. They make it complicated and convoluted. And it's about a woman's autonomy and all this other stuff. Yeah, Gretchen Whitmer is absolutely horrible. I'll talk to you in a second here about this FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried for a second, which is just a remarkable story. But you'll notice I'm sitting in it right now, my ex chair. It's amazing. And you can get the most luxurious office chair you'll find anywhere, the X chair, only $20 a month right now with financing. So for less than a dollar a day, you can own something that's going to make the hours spent at your desk 1,000 times more comfortable and productive. I love this X chair I'm sitting in. If I could get everyone I know one of these, the gift reviews would be over the top. Until you sit in one of these X chairs, you can only partially appreciate what I'm sharing with you right now. There's an X chair for every style and budget. It's so cool, actually, when you go online to the site, you can pick all these different extras, like do you want a footrest? Do you want armrest? Do you want a heating pad for your back? Do you want a headrest? What color do you want? What kind of fabric do you want? It's amazing. It's like building the chair of your dreams. That's what X Chair allows you to do. Built-in massage, heating and cooling function, they got it all. There's an X Chair for you, all kinds of different styles of chair, too. Check out all the options and their phenomenal financing plans at xchairbuck.com. That's the letter xchairbuck.com. No other chair can compare to X Chair. Go to xchairbuck.com now. So FTX, crypto, I mean, to me, blockchain technology is very interesting and I think has big applications for the future. Bitcoin, I think, is here to stay because it has so many people who believe in Bitcoin and are already using it. But, I mean, all these coins that are being created, this is the digital version of tulip mania in Holland. That's what this is, where there were tulip bulb varieties that were, you know, selling for 100 times an average person's salary for a year. I mean, it's just nuts. Total bubble activity. So FTX is this exchange, right? The place where you can buy and trade different cryptocurrencies. They set it up to be just that. And this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, became the toast of the town in the crypto world, man. This guy, they changed the name of the arena in Miami to the FTX Arena. This guy was doing ads with Tom Brady and Giselle. He was worth billions of dollars himself. They estimated the worth of this platform was in the tens of billions of dollars. Well, now it's gone bankrupt. It's completely collapsed. Billions of dollars of losses already that investors are going to have to deal with. This guy is set up in the Bahamas. People are saying he may decide that he's just going to flee to a non-extradition country because he's been saying things publicly. He even deleted a tweet where he said the company's fine. And then it's like, well, actually, the company's going bankrupt. He's going to be, even if he doesn't end up going to federal prison, assuming he doesn't go to a non-extradition country, even if he doesn't go to federal prison, he's going to be dealing with federal investigation of this thing because there's billions and billions of dollars of losses. How does that happen? There are allegations that this guy set up an exchange where it's almost like a bank, but instead of having money, you have different cryptocurrencies. And this allowed him to take people's money, say, oh, I'll buy XYZ crypto for you and hold it for you in this exchange. But then he took that money, allegedly, and just bought other assets with it and bought other cryptocurrencies with it. Well, then when the whole crypto market collapses, you got a big problem. because you've taken the money in one crypto and you've expanded it. You've bought other crypto with it. What happens when that person wants to sell their crypto? Well, you've already lost all their money in the other crypto. I mean, so the whole house of cards just comes crashing down. They estimate that the total risk here, Enron had a $35 billion, bankruptcy. And, you know, there were documentaries about it and everybody, you know, Enron, the whole thing. Interestingly enough, Enron was also the Astros field was Enron field for a while. Then they had to change that, Houston Astros. But you look at this, and this is a $50 billion bankruptcy here. $50 billion of money that is just gone. And there were also reports that $500 million may have been hacked from their reserves, even while this bankruptcy is happening. I mean, the whole thing, it is a giant mess. And you know what's so interesting? This guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, he gave $40 million to Democrats in the midterm election. He was in for an individual making donations to political candidates, he was the second biggest donor of the entire cycle. After George Soros. Now, that's probably good political insurance for him at some level. I mean, he definitely will be treated much better as a result of that by the Democrat machinery than he would. I mean, if he had been donating that kind of money, he made some small donations to a PAC that then gave some money to Republicans, but he gave $40 million to Democrats, a massive sum to different Democrat candidates. If he'd been doing that for Republicans, he would already be in prison right now, I'm telling you. I mean, they would already have arrested him. They'd be prosecuting him, the whole thing. But it just goes to show you there are people that invested. One of the biggest venture capital firms in Silicon Valley, Sequoia, gave $200 million to this guy. So many people were totally taken in by this con man. There was some speculation he could become the world's first trillionaire. That's what they were saying. He could be the world. This guy's 30 years old. No track record of building anything amazing. 30 years old. He's doing, you know, TikTok videos with Tom Brady. Literally, you can see them. They're still up online. He is getting, you know, all kinds of visits to the Biden White House, and he's being just treated like the global Bitcoin king in some ways. And then the whole thing just collapses into basically nothing and just losses and economic destruction and devastation. I mean, there's definitely a story there. I think Michael Lewis, by the way, the author of The Big Short and Moneyball and a bunch of other books, Liar's Poker, I think he has spent the last 6 months with this guy before this all happened. So everyone's assuming he's going to write the definitive book on this, and probably there'll be a movie of it too. But this guy fooled a lot of people who are supposed to be really smart, looking for people who are trying to fool people. It's a reminder. We're all, you know, you gotta, if it's too good to be true, it is. Two books about world-class con men like this that I highly recommend would be the Billion Dollar Whale about the Joe Lowe 1MDB scam, which was just mind-blowing. And then Bad Blood by John Carreyrou about Theranos. This is going to go right alongside those FTX crypto, and I think this will be even bigger than it. But he's a Democrat donor, so who knows? Maybe he'll get the Hunter Biden treatment and he'll just skate. We'll see. Thanks for hanging with me, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org.
or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.